The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include two Grammy-nominated folk rock singer-songwriters, Bach, Beethoven, and Haydn, music of the drone, cutting-edge art exploring the surveillance society, and a whole lot more. Works by Bach, Clark, Purcell, and others will be performed in the Berkshire Bach series at First United Methodist Church in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 5 p.m. The concert showcases works that pair Baroque organ with brass. Organist Brink Bush will be joined by Eric Berlin and Richard Watson on trumpets. Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Jesse Harris, best known for penning Nora Jones's breakthrough hit Don't Know Why, as well as several other songs on her smash debut album Come Away With Me, performs with his band at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Grammy Award-nominated singer-songwriter Greg Brown brings his roots-oriented original songs to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Brown is one of the titans of the new folk movement of the early to mid-1980s, a mostly acoustic back-to-the-roots scene that rebelled against the slick folk rock of the previous decade while anticipating the explosion of the Americana music scene of the 21st century. For those who aren't aware, drone is more than just a single monotonous tone. The drone is at the heart of music and sound as varied as Gregorian chant, primitive blues, Irish folk, proto-rock, modal jazz, Indian raga, classical minimalism. The experiments of Lamonte Young that found expression in the music of the Velvet Underground, Brian Eno's ambient music, David Bowie's electronic experiments, the downtown rock of Glen Branca that influenced Sonic Youth, and more. A 24-hour festival devoted to the drone takes place this weekend in Hudson, New York. 24-hour drone experiments in sound and music. The annual Immersive Music and Arts Festival celebrating the beauty and community of the drone returns to Basilica Hudson this weekend from noon Saturday to noon Sunday. This year's festival includes performances by guitarist Lee Rinaldo of Sonic Youth, experimental vocalist and violinist Eva Bitova, guitarist-composer Phil Klein, a fixture of New York's downtown scene, singer and harmonium player Shilpa Ray, and dozens of other regional, American, and international artists. The Hudson Valley Philharmonic concludes its 57th season with a program entitled The Ninth, conducted by longtime music director Randall Craig Fleischer at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, or UPAC, in Kingston, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m. The performances include Capella Festiva, directed by Christine Howlett, and soloists Rachel Rosales, Joshua Blue, Philip Cutlip, and Helen Karlosky. The program will also include a rendition of Haydn's Symphony 100 in G major. And over at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, we're watching the first major survey of performances by contemporary American artists exploring surveillance and its impact on our identities takes place at the Fisher Center at Bard College this weekend, today through Sunday. Artists include Big Art Group, Annie Dorson, Hassan Elahi, Michelle Ellsworth, Claudia Rankin, John Lucas, Will Rawls, Samuel Miller, and others. Traversing an array of 21st century phenomena such as police body cameras, Reddit comments, facial recognition software, Google Street View, and inscrutable digital interfaces, the seven works in We're Watching chronicle current and speculative surveillance technologies and their transformative effect on security, privacy, civil liberties, the ways we form relationships and communities, and our sense of ourselves as citizens. Yes, in case you haven't heard, Big Brother is watching. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.